Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Golf with a Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest Top 25 Buddies Golf Trip Destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect golf buddies package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses. Designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to take advantage of their 4th of July specials running July 2nd through July 7th. Play 18 holes with carts starting at only $69. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Every Sunday is family day. Bring the whole crew. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets. Bet on fun.
Need to break away? Take the short drive to Lake Lawn Resort for their stay and play package. Package includes overnight accommodations in their Lakewood or Lodges guest room, one round of golf per person, and $25 food beverage credit per person. Visit lakelawnresort.com.
Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers can't tell you everything people say when they first get behind the wheel of a new Hyundai. Why? Well, take, for instance, the Sonata.
Lane departure warning, touchscreen nav, hands-free smart trunk. Holy sh!
Or the Elantra.
Remote start on my phone, Sirius XM, Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear-view camera?
And then there's the fact that every Hyundai comes backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And America's best warranty. Son of a...
Learn more today at your local Hyundai dealer. And just a suggestion, maybe leave the kids with the in-laws? Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months. Or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 bonus cash and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score!
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls introduced first-round draft pick Bobby Portis to the media at the Advocate Center earlier this afternoon. GM Gar Forman said one of the things the Bulls like about Portis is that he's not afraid of a little coaching.
The combination that I mentioned of his tools, of his game, and then his makeup and his character, we felt was a perfect fit for our situation. The other thing we really liked is that he was in a program where he was coached hard each and every night by Mike Anderson, who came in to see Bobby introduced today. And I know Fred really likes that he's been coached hard and that he's been held accountable.
Also in Bulls news, Kirk Heinrich has exercised his option for the 2015-2016 season. The 34-year-old Heinrich is entering his 13th NBA season. To baseball, both Cubs and White Sox are off today after brutal weekends for teams on both sides of town. White Sox dropped 2-3 to the Tigers. They'll head to St. Louis to open a two-game set against the Cardinals tomorrow night. Cubs, meanwhile, are headed to New York to face the Mets. Cubs front office will take a good look at Mets lefty John Neese while they're in town. He's been a rumored trade target for the Northsiders, who are looking to shore up both the rotation and the bullpen. And the latest All-Star voting update is out. The Royals are down now to 5 players in a position to start the All-Star game. Mike Moustakas fell behind Toronto's Josh Donaldson at third base, while Kendry Morales trails Seattle's Nelson Cruz at designated hitter. And the NHL defenseman David Rundblad gets a 2-year, $2 million extension from the Blackhawks. And the NHL Players Association is reviewing Mike Richards' case to determine how to proceed. Richards' contract was terminated by the Kings this afternoon for material breach. The Kings have declined to give any more details. College basketball, Bo Ryan says he'll coach one more year at Wisconsin before retiring. And the Women's World Cup is down now to 4 teams. The United States will take on Germany Tuesday. Japan and England play on Wednesday. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com. And Tag Heuer invites you to follow 10 Chicago area runners on their journey to compete in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Log on to CBSChicago.com/marathon for more information. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score is tomorrow at 6:40 when the Sox take on the Cardinals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the Illinois Education Association.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the score.
The Bobby Portis tweets.
Not a Bulls fan.
Pau Gasol not as good as everybody think slash say.
I don't think Pau cares. I don't think this is just another child walking into the locker room. I don't think Pau's interested. It is going to be a puzzle to figure out. And the Bulls' backcourt right now, is your backup point guard Etuan Moore?
No, yours is.
I don't want mine to be, because Kirk Heinrich has to decide whether or not he's going to opt in. And why would he give up $3 million? Isn't that what it is?
No, he'd be a fool to.
Unless you see, I thought that my idea was a good one, and that would be come up with some sort of negotiation where for a little bit less you make him an assistant coach.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Steve Stone joins us weekly to talk baseball.
This team was put together to win this year. This team was not put together to set some building blocks and then win 2-3 years down the road. I'm not quite certain what exactly is going on with the offense, but unless this team starts to come together offensively and score some more runs in a game, then all of the mistakes they made are going to show up. Now, I'm not sure how defensively things are going to get a lot better physically. They can certainly get a whole lot better mentally as far as guys holding on to the baseball in the outfield. I'm never quite sure what an outfielder does holding on to the ball out there, because no runner is going to run out to them to get tagged. You're going to have to get the ball in the infield sometime.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the score.
Terry Boers.
Now you can do it.
Dan Bernstein.
I don't have a life the last 2 months.
I just got away now.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, we've been talking baseball, kind of. More like weirdness in the city of Ken Williams. All of a sudden, he's running the White Sox again, and Rick Hahn is but a pawn.
Yeah, his little buddy Rick Hahn just shut up and do Ken's bidding, apparently.
And as we near July, we've come to believe that the giant Jumbotron is taking away from the old scoreboard at Wrigley Field with the old guy flipping the numbers.
It may be, but we have yet to establish why that's not a good thing.
History. I like history. It's history.
History's full of bad things that we're happy to have moved on from. And then that time of year where we've got all sorts of silly stuff that we've got. Tom Ricketts needs to spend a ton of money. That's always good.
That's a good one, yeah.
Because he hasn't really done that at all. And you say that Rick Tellinger, he thinks he might have kind of figured out just what the Cubs are doing, but why did it take so long?
Not sure, but getting closer now. He finally figured it out.
This from John, who says, they should repurpose the scoreboard to mimic the wall on Laugh-In. Each panel contains a different celebrity, including Jim Belushi, Ronnie Woo-Woo, Jeff Garland, Bonnie Hunt, and Richard Nixon.
Tough get.
And Gary says the Wrigley scoreboard is obsolete. When you can't display 3 of the 15 games every day because the scoreboard only has 12 game slots, the board can be destroyed. Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you know, despite the fact that everything is new and what they're trying to do and build this thing up and make it a great place, a great experience, just aside from the park, all around and everything they're trying to do, you're worried about this stupid-ass scoreboard, that this is somehow destroying your experience because now it's just kind of becoming, it's just sitting there and it's ugly and it's obsolete and they got the giant pretty thing that's blinking at you and showing you pictures and that's got some old guy flipping numbers. I mean, come on. Who cares?
Who goes to a game to watch that guy put a score up?
Oh, it's historic. It's part of this in 1937.
So was a time when baseball didn't allow black people. Was that good, too? It's historic. It's history. Baseball was better when things were older.
I'm telling you, I think it's bad that we're getting into just July.
It is.
There's another month at least before the Bears start. It's
we had a whole show with a guy catching the ball while he's endangering his baby. I mean, that whole thing. And they didn't throw him out. Kick that guy's ass out.
He should have been thrown out.
Yeah, yep. They know it. They knew it. They
just didn't want to do it.
They blew it. The person kind of panicked, and they realized. And then that guy's like, well, it's okay to bring a newborn here because we've got a plan in place because we know exactly how to sit, and we know if there's a foul ball, people get up and shield the baby. It's like, then you can't be the guy standing up trying to make a play on a ball in fair territory or in play.
Yeah, in play, yeah.
You can't do that. Well, yeah. I have a special plan for my new. Part of that plan is while I'm feeding him, I stand up and I try to get a ball. I can just go down the street and buy.
Enough,
for $10.
He was breastfeeding him. I saw it, and the look on Gonzalez's face was priceless. Like, whew. I mean, he didn't much care that the guy had a baby. He kind of thought that was wrong. But yeah, that's the throwout.
North Center, Andy is on the score.
Hey guys, I have a White Sox question. What do you think would be worse for the White Sox to come out and say that they can't completely start from scratch, kind of like the Cubs did because they've neglected the minor leagues, or saying that, which I've heard a lot, that they can't completely start from scratch because the attendance is poor and it might get even worse? Which would be worse, do you think?
What?
Well,
they waited for an hour to ask that.
I think I'm not sure what you said, but
yeah,
I'm not sure
either one's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think that there is some feeling. And by the way, again, let me repeat this for those who maybe didn't see it: the White Sox say they've sold 1.9 million tickets this year.
Well, not to people who can see.
Well, clearly not to people who actually want to go, but sold 1.9 million tickets this year. Because they've been down for seven straight years, I want to say. I don't think the White Sox can operate that way. First of all, I don't think they can find the players to operate that way.
I'm not.